Welcome to the Small Business Conversations podcast. My name is Millie Tangalungulu. In this week's episode, we talk on how you can create an emergency fund for your business. The process of creating an emergency fund for your business essentially boils down to one thing, and that is you need to put money away. It's not always easy, but the lockdown has proven that it's essential. Regional General Manager at Business Partners, Jeremy Lang, joins us this week to give us a few tips on how to build that emergency fund. He has been working with small businesses for over 13 years. Jeremy, thank you for joining us. How can small businesses go about building an emergency fund?
Yeah, I think it's the COVID-19 pandemic has taught SMEs a very valuable lesson in that saving for a rainy day does indeed have benefits, and it does take planning and discipline. So one needs to build it into your budget every month. We don't often see savings or emergency funds on the budgets of SMEs. And then once it is in the budget, ensure that you're disciplined enough to put away the surplus cash flows that you're able to every month in anticipation of an event such as COVID-19.
Jeremy, is there a rule of thumb when it comes to saving?
Yes, I think one needs to strike a balance between reinvesting the surplus profits in the business for growth, but also to save for an emergency fund. So one needs to consider covering your overheads, at least fixed overheads, and this will normally consist of wages and salaries for the most part for about 3 months. But it's not only about being able to cover the overheads for 3 months. It's about also buying you time to reassess your position, to access other funding avenues and funding channels should you need to. Because when you do approach other funders for additional capital for your business, it doesn't happen overnight. So the 3 months, being able to cover your overheads for a period of 3 months is really important in both keeping your business open and trading, but also allowing you to change strategy and access additional funding lines should you need to.
Jeremy, now that you have clarified how to accumulate the money that one needs to store away, where should businesses actually put all this money?
Yes, I think an emergency fund is not something that you necessarily want to put in high-risk investment products because you want to preserve that capital that you're saving. And the second point is that you need to be able to access it quite easily and quickly. So it will probably be more often than not lower yielding returns, but an investment product such as a money market account or a fixed deposit, for example, that will generally yield lower returns, but is very good in preserving the capital value of your savings, taking into account inflation and the time value of money. So an emergency fund should not be a high risk investment that you're looking to earn big returns on. It's really about preserving that capital and making sure that it's safe. And then when you need it, you can get access to it and you can get access to it relatively quickly without big penalties being incurred in the process.
Who can small business owners actually speak to about putting away money?
Yes, I think their financial advisors, financial consultants, or even their accountants are very good professionals who understand finance and understand the value of saving and striking that balance between reinvesting and saving for an emergency fund. And they are professional, well-experienced, that can definitely be able to offer good advice as far as this is concerned.
Is it something that's actually easy to start? Can you start it off on the first month of your business?
Yes, at the moment, one needs to consider that it may not be an environment where you are generating huge cash flow surpluses that you can save. At the moment, it's about survival for many SMEs. So one needs to consider when the right time is, when there is a consistent cash flow surplus that one can put away. There's never a better time than the present to start saving, but you are limited by the cash flows that you are able to generate. And the second point is that saving over a period of time, you don't see the benefit immediately. It does require patience and discipline. And over a few years, you build up this nest egg. So that's really important. But my advice would be as soon as you possibly can, start to put that savings away for a rainy day.
Jeremy, how do you even know when it's the right time to start using the savings?
Yes, one needs to really understand what's happening in the environment as a business owner. Is the economic shock that we experience only temporary, and can your business absorb it without tapping into it? Or is it a more sustained economic shock over a period of time, such as COVID is a very good example, where you will need to cover the overheads, particularly where you see drops in turnover over a period of 2 to 3 months? Those are normally good indications of you having to then tap into some of your reserves. So the secret really is to read, engage with what's happening in the environment, in the world, how that impacts on South Africa and your industry and your business in particular. And if it is going to be for prolonged periods, that would be a good time to start using the reserves if you need to. And while you are using the reserves, already start to look at funding channels that can assist you beyond the 2 to 3 months that you have been saving for.
Thank you so much, Jeremy, for joining us. That was Jeremy Lang, the Regional General Manager at Business Partners, giving us pointers on how to ensure our businesses have an emergency fund for a rainy day. In the next episode of Small Business Conversations, with me, Melita Ngalungulu, we talk to Rene Lekhansi, a partner in the tax practice at Bowman's, on the importance of being tax compliant. To listen to our other podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za and the MoneyWeb app. Follow MoneyWeb News on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn for updates.